My name is Kev, and I was born in 1961.
My name is Duncan, and I was born in 1991.
I'm the youngest of five children.
I'm the eldest of two children.
I was taken to church from the time of my birth right through my childhood.
I was taken to church from the time of my birth right through childhood.
As an infant, I was baptised in the Presbyterian Church.
And I was christened in the Presbyterian Church.
My earliest memories of church are that there seemed to be lots of old ladies wearing hats and that I had to sit still and quietly on very uncomfortable long wooden pews. I looked at pictures in a big illustrated Bible while I waited for the service to be over.
My earliest memories of church are sitting in long pews, listening to intriguing people talking about things, going out to Sunday school and playing in the playground outside the building with my friends.
I remember that children were not allowed to take communion, and I was sent outside while the adults and the teenagers who'd earned their communion card had communion. It was a wonderful escape for me from the dark and dingy church into the fresh air and sunshine.
I remember that I was always encouraged to take communion, especially at Mount Hawthorne, where we stand as families, usually as part of a bigger circle. Somebody different would always lead it, and there would rarely be the same prayers said.
I went to Sunday school where I learned about the Bible and the famous stories it contains.
I went to Sunday school. We learned about the famous Bible stories and coloured in pictures.
As an older child, I attended church against my will. I wasn't allowed to play football.
As an older child, I never really faced the issue of choosing not to go to church. It had always been my preferred option, though I would miss it on occasion for a friend's birthday or a sporting commitment.
As a teenager, I resented going to church, where I was one of only two or three males in my age group in the country town church where my dad was a minister.
As a teenager, I continued to choose to come to church. A lot of my best friends were here, and even at times if I found it tedious, it was always something I enjoyed.
Church seemed to be full of rules, many of which did not make sense to me. I recall that when my mum wanted to open the hall as a drop-in place for anybody to come on a Friday night, a group of the church council got together and formulated a set of stipulations. Conditions included rules such as they would only approve if the entire outside perimeter of the hall was fitted with floodlighting. The car park area was to be patrolled by at least two approved adults, and a large sign was to be put up to forbid alcohol, smoking, swearing, and, kid you not, petting. They tried to quash the drop-in centre idea by proposing a new badminton and table tennis club.
Church seemed to be a place of a lot of discussion. There were sermons on Bible verses, sermons on people's stories, and on social justice. There are a lot of lessons to be taken from what people had to say, but never a clear rhetoric to follow. As a teenage group, we would often have discussions with the guidance of some of the younger adults from the church as to how our social and religious lives interceded and what it meant to be a Christian. But we are never told what to do or not to do.
I was glad to leave that church behind, and I had a go at leaving God behind as well for a while.
Church has always felt like a very safe place, like home. It's somewhere that I can come back to each week and feel comfortable.
As I've grown into an adult faith, my memories of the rule-filled church are that the rules describe the people that made them. It seems to me that people often impose rules on others in order to serve themselves, not God. I think that the few rules Jesus offers me to live by describe his God-filledness. I desire to live in a church that is careful about rules, and I guess you could say that I've avoided them.
As I'm growing into an adult, I notice that one of the roles that church has never seemed to fill in my life is to challenge me with rules. I feel that I'm very lucky to have been brought up like this, and it's nurtured my growth in a positive way. But a bit of me feels that having a stricter rhetoric to live by may have been a useful thing in trying to make decisions about how I choose to act at certain times and how I view others who are acting in certain ways.
I continue to be confused about many things, and I suppose the challenge is to continue to learn that in order to have faith, I must continue to not know.
I continue to feel safe and comfortable here, intellectually stimulated and inspired by speakers and their stories. But part of me, driven by curiosity, feels that I lack the means to take a hardline stance on certain things. Where that's left me is occasionally feeling compromised in the choices I've made and not having something to fall back onto.
Thanks. So,
would you like to say that again?
The last bit?
Yeah.
So, I might paraphrase it actually, but I think that having in a church where we don't have a kind of a strong dogma kind of makes me feel that I've been allowed to make all my own choices without feeling pressured by the church. But at the same time, in hindsight, if I look back on my decisions, I don't have that kind of hardline stance to kind of fall back on. So if you make a decision based on really strong values and attitudes that you've always had, at least you can have that kind of certainty about it. But if you're making your decisions on the fly, sometimes you don't have anything to fall back onto.
Thank you.
No problem. So, we're going to move on to a little bit of an exercise which Ken's going to introduce, and hopefully this is going to be the bit of the service that challenges us.
Just a bit. But challenge is always by choice, as my friends in the scouting movement will attest, and so the challenge might be whether to take part or not. And I also apologise, Glenn, this exercise involves moving, but you know, do what you can.
All right.